We want to continue our conversation on the debt ceiling. And certainly, if you have any opinions that you want to share with us, or if you've got a solution, please call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also post your comment to thetakeaway.org. We just spoke with a Republican congresswoman, and now we want to get the other side from Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. He's the ranking Democratic member on the House Budget Committee. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you on. My view is that we should always try to find the things we can agree on. So I ended the conversation with Congresswoman Nan Hayworth by asking her what the GOP is willing to offer Democrats in exchange for the compromises President Obama's offered, cuts to Medicare and Social Security. And here was her answer.
Well, we are offering them an opportunity to revive our economy by proving to the American public, the majority of whom continue to say the federal government, in the strongest possible terms, the federal government needs to cut spending, that we offer them the primary approach by which that can be accomplished.
That sounded to me like nothing. What does that sound like to you, Chris Van Hollen?
Well, of course, that's no offer at all. The president has said, let's take a comprehensive approach to trying to reduce our deficits. He's talked about cutting $4 trillion through a combination from the deficit, through a combination of cuts to programs plus revenue. In fact, he said we'll do $3 in cuts for every dollar in revenue. That's the framework he's put out there. And the response has been no, because our Republican colleagues refuse to close one tax loophole for the purpose of reducing the deficit. And that's where we are. Instead, they put forward this, what they call a balanced, constitutional balanced budget amendment, but it's very important to know what this does. What it does is write procedures into the Constitution of the United States that makes it easier to cut Medicare than it does to get rid of corporate tax loopholes. That's because you could cut Medicare with the majority vote, but if you wanted to get rid of subsidies for the oil and gas industry, you would need a two-thirds vote.
All right, we're speaking with Congressman Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat representing Maryland. And, you know, Chris, one thing that she said about tax loopholes is that she supports closing tax loopholes, except they have to be counted as tax increases because, in the end, what they do effectively is raise the tax rate that businesses pay. What's your response?
Right. What they've said is, oh, we're okay with tax reform so long as not one penny goes to reducing the deficit. And what we've said is, look, we have a deficit problem in the United States. We agree that you have to make some cuts to programs in order to reduce the deficit. But my goodness, we don't need to have these, you know, corporate loopholes in the tax code, and we can close them without every dollar going to reducing the rate. We believe that you can reform the corporate tax loophole code in a way that does reduce some rates, but some of the money goes to deficit reduction. And certainly on the individual tax side, we've said that high-income individuals should return to the same top tax rates that were in place during the Clinton administration, which was, of course, a time when the economy was booming. So our Republican colleagues have refused to do any of that, even in combination with significant cuts.
We're speaking with Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, the ranking Democrat on the House Budget Committee. Chris, you know, I'm certainly not a political insider, but I got to wonder why it is at this point. I mean, the Democrats had control of D.C. for quite some time. Even now, the Democrats control both the White House and the Senate. Why can't you guys, your party, move legislation through? Why is it stuck in stalemate?
Well, of course, right now you have the Republicans being the majority in the House. Now, if you flash back to last December, there was an effort on behalf of the president to extend middle-class tax cuts, but say that we could no longer afford tax breaks for the folks at the very top. And what the Republicans in the Senate did was hold middle-class tax cuts hostage for tax breaks for the very top. They were able to use their procedural strength through the filibuster in the Senate to do exactly that. So, look, we believe that you have to have compromise. You have to have give and take to solve this problem. That's why the president's put on the table things that he doesn't want to do in the spirit of trying to address the issue. And unfortunately, we have not seen our Republican colleagues budge one inch. In fact, when it comes to this so-called balanced budget amendment they're proceeding, not only do they try and implant these devices in the Constitution that would impose their particular budget plan, in other words, you know, bias the Constitution in favor of cutting things like Medicare but protecting loopholes, but they've gone further and said, if you don't pass our version of the constitutional balanced budget amendment, then we will tank the economy because we will refuse to lift the debt ceiling, which means the United States is unable to pay its bills, which means you have an economic crisis, according to Standard & Poor's and Moody's and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. These are not left-wing groups. And that would hurt every American family, would spike interest rates, and would have all sorts of negative economic consequences. But they have taken the position that unless you give us our version of the Constitution that biases the Constitution in favor of their budget plan, they will risk the economy in that way.
Don't you think, though, that in a certain sense, with the large wins for Republicans during the last elections, that perhaps they feel that the American public is with them in wanting to scale back spending, in wanting to bring fiscal conservatism back to D.C.?
Well, we've agreed to make the cuts. I mean, that's the point. I mean, we've agreed to make significant cuts. We agree that you need to reduce the deficit. Obviously, their priority has not been reducing the deficit. Their priority has been protecting these tax breaks, whether they're tax breaks for corporate jets, oil companies, or folks at the very top. Listen, we recognize that you need to compromise, and that's why the president's put on the table. But they have walked away because they refuse to engage in the conversation about letting $1 from closing a corporate tax loophole go to deficit reduction. And that puts us in a very, very difficult position.
And that's where we're stuck at this point. Chris Van Hollen, ranking Democrat on the House Budget Committee, representing Maryland. Thank you so much.